Chapter 4. Chorlitz in Training. The Chorlitz were assembled, but rowdy. Eglantine and Primrose were waiting for them to settle down. The two friends were discussing the revelation from Sorin of the Palace of Mists, and the even greater revelation of a sixth owl kingdom. They were pleased that Sorin had entrusted them with this information. Eglantine turned and addressed the restless Chorlitz. "Now, you have all heard of the Chore of Chores," Eglantine said as she perched on a limb in front of the young owls, who had only been flying for a little more than a moon cycle.
"Of course,"
they all cried.
"Our Dar is in it,"
Bash, one of Sorin and Pelle's triplet daughters, yelled out.
"Yeah, he's a collier," said Blythe. "But he does weather too,"
Belle, the littlest of the three bees, said very seriously.
"Yes, but Sorin is not the only owl in the Chore of Chores,"
Eglantine, who was the three bees' aunt, said.
"Who can tell me the other members of this distinguished chore?"
Talons from a half-dozen little owls rose in the air.
"My auntie almost made it," said one little pygmy owl. "My auntie had the yarpy barbies the other night and couldn't go colliering and missed a really good forest fire."
"My auntie's friend got arrested and put in prison during the bad times," said another.
Eglantine shot Pelle a frantic glance. She was perched nearby. Eglantine had forgotten how distractible young'uns could be. Pelle stepped forward.
"I have an accomplished aunt too, but now is not the time for me to tell you about her. This is training time. We have come here to Silvervale, where there has been a small forest fire that we can learn from. Now, who knows what kind of coal this is, and where you can find it in the coal beds?"